نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah ta'ala, we will be reading from the chapter of the khutbah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this khutbah that we will read is a very famous one. It's Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi has also mentioned it in his Fazail al-A'mal. The hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to the Sahaba on the last day of Sha'ban. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خطبته صلى الله عليه وسلم لشهر رمضان خطبة عظيمة له صلى الله عليه وسلم في استقبال رمضان يرويها سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه أخرج ابن خزيمة عن سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان قال يا أيها الناس قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليلة تتوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة من الخير كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن من أدى فيه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى سبعين فريضة فيما سواه وهو شهر الصبر وصبر صوابه الجنة وشهر المواساة وشهر يزاد فيه رزق المؤمن فيه من فتر فيه ساعما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وإتقى رقبته من النار وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجره شيء قالوا يا رسول الله ليس كلنا يجد ما يفتر صائم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتي الله هذا الثواب من فتر صائما على تمرة أو على شربة ماء أو مذقة لبن وهو شهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره إتق من النار من خفف عن مملوكه فيه غفر الله له وأعتقه من النار فاستكثروا فيه من أربع خصال خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم وخصلتين لا غنى بكم عنهما فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرونه وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غنى بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار ومن سقى صاعما سقاه الله من هوذي. شربة لا يظمأ حتى يدخل الجنة. قال المنذر في الترغيب رواه ابن حبان رواه ابن خزيمة في صحيح ثم قال صح الخبر ورواه من طريقة البيهقي. خطبة صلى الله عليه وسلم في مغفرة ذنوب المسلمين في أول ليلة من رمضان. أخرج ابن النجار عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لما قرب رمضان خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند صلاة المغرب خطبة خفيفة فقال استقبلكم رمضان واستقبلتموه ألا وإنه لا يبقى أحد من أهل القبلة إلا غفر له أول ليلة من رمضان. ترغيبه صلى الله عليه وسلم في صلاة التراويح. أخرج مسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرغب في قيام رمضان من غير أن يأمرهم فيه بعزمة فيقول من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه كذا في الرياض وذكر في جمع الفوائد عن ستة وزاد. فتوفي صلى الله عليه وسلم والأمر على ذلك في خلافة أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وصدرا من خلافة عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه. صلاة أبي بن كعب بالناس التراويح في أهده صلى الله عليه وسلم في أهد عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه. وأخرج أبو داود بإسناد ضعيف عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الناس في رمضان وهم يصلون في ناحية المسجد فقال ما هؤلاء؟ قيل له هؤلاء ناس ليسوا معهم قرآن وأبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه يصلي بهم وهم يصلون بصلاته فقال أصابوا ونعم ما صنعوا كذا في جمع الفوائد. وأخرج مالك والبخاري وابن خزيمة وغيرهم عن عبد الرحمن بن عبد القاري قال خرجت مع عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه ليلة في رمضان إلى المسجد فإذا الناس أوزاع متفرقون يصلي الرجل لنفسه فيصلي بصلاة رحت فقال عمر إني أرى لو جمعت هؤلاء إلى قار واحد لكان أمثل ثم عزم فجمعهم على أبي بن كعب ثم خرجت معه ليلة أخرى والناس يصلون بصلاة كارهم قال عمر نعمة البدعة هذه والتي تنامون عنها أفضل من التي تقومون يريد آخر الليل وكان الناس يقومون أوله كذا في كنز وجمع الفوائد وأخرج ابن سعد النوفل ابن إياس الهذلي قال كنا نقوم في أهل عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه فرقا في المسجد في رمضان ها هنا وها هنا فكان الناس يميلون إلى أحسن صوته إلى أحسنهم صوتا فقال عمر ألا أراهم قد اتخذوا القرآن أغاني أما والله لئن استطعت لأغيرن هذا قال فلم يمكث إلا 3 ليال حتى أمر أبي بن كعب فصلى بهم ثم قام في آخر الصفوف فقال لئن كانت هذه بدعة لنعمة البدعة هي. This is regarding the sermon, the hadith or that talk that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to the Sahaba on the last day of Sha'ban. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us on the last day of Sha'ban and he said, O people, indeed a great blessed month, a great month has dawned upon you, a most blessed month, a month in which a night is more virtuous, a night in which is found a night more virtuous than 1,000 months. Such a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting farz by day and has made taraweeh sunnah by night. That person who desires to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing any good deed, for him it is as though he has done a farz act in any other month. And that person who does a farz act in the month of Ramadan, it is as though he has done 70 farais acts outside the month of Ramadan. And this is a month of patience. And patience, the virtue of it is Jannah. The reward for it is Jannah. And this is a month to show kindness to everyone. It is a month in which a person's sustenance, his risk, is increased. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, the person who feeds a fasting person, for him it will be an expiation of his sins and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Wakana, and for him he will have the same sawab as the person that he has given to fast without decreasing the person who has fasted his reward in any bit. So we asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, not all of us possess that amount that we can give a fasting person something to break his fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the thawab to that person who gives a fasting person, even if it be a date or a sip of water, a drink of water or a sip of milk to break his fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on further to say, this is such a month, the first part of which brings Allah's mercy, the middle of which brings Allah's forgiveness, and the last part of which brings the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. For that person who lessens the load of his subordinates or his workers, for those that are fasting, for him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins and will free him from the fire of Jahannam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should do in excess 4 things in this month. Do 2 such things that will be to please your Lord, your Rabb, and 2 such things that you cannot do without. The first 2 things are that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should recite in excess the shahada, La ilaha illallah. We have said, we should recite this kalima in excess in this month. And we should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istighfar, wa yastaghfirunahu. So these are the two things that we should do in excess. It is not difficult to do it. Quran, if we don't hafiz, or we have to sit, we have to have wudu. But la ilaha illallah, not difficult. Make a dhikr. Istighfar, not difficult. Ulama explain what is kasrat, what is excess. Once you reach the number 300, then you've come into istighfar. Anything below this is normal. If you do 100 in the morning, like how our tasbihat, we're supposed to complete 100 in the morning, 100 in the evening, then that's normal. But in the month of Ramadan, 300 should be the minimum a day to fall in this istighfar, to get kasrat. For any zikr. And those two things that we cannot do without, we should ask and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah, and we should seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from the fire of Jahannam. That person who gives a fasting person something to drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a drink from my house, Hawz al-Kawthar. Such a drink that he will not feel thirsty until he enters Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also addressed, we just got the news that tomorrow will be the first Taraweeh. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a short nasiha on the first night of Ramadan after Maghrib Salah. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, when Ramadan came close, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us at the time of Maghrib Salah, a short talk, and he said, the month is coming to you now, this blessed month of Ramadan. Welcome this month of Ramadan. It is coming to you. Receive it with an open heart. What will be the blessings of this? That a person who does this, أَنْ لَا يَبْقَى أَحْدُ مِنْ أَحْلِ الْقِبْلَى, that no believer will be left without his sins being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tomorrow the month is starting. Let's make amal on this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've given us your most precious time. That blessed month, such a great month. Open up our hearts. Allah, I'm going to try everything in this month to get closer to you. Allah, I want to get your forgiveness. I want to seek protection from the fire of Jahannam. I want to do all things that will please you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's istiqbal of the month. To change our whole perception, focus, our whole attitude. That's how we make istiqbal of that month. What will happen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول ليلة من رمضان, except لا يبقى أحد من أهل القبلة إلا غفر. Nobody will be left except that is sins will be forgiven. We know tomorrow night many people might have been anticipating, although it was a slim chance of Taraweeh. So here it's mentioned, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage us to stand in Taraweeh Salah. Without commanding us to do it in such a way that the Taraweeh becomes farz upon us. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That person who stands in Taraweeh in the month of Ramadan with full faith in Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, yaqeen on the zat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and full hope that, oh Allah, you will bless me and reward me for this year, ghufir lahu ma taqaddama. Allah will forgive all his sins. The ulama are unanimous on this year, that this year means the saghair. But nevertheless, even that to get ourselves forgiven, it's not difficult. We stay the whole day at our jobs. We stay moving around. To stay focused for one and a half hour, it's a mindset thing. So we look forward to it, then we'll enjoy it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage us, Taraweeh. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that this continued, means it was a loose arrangement of Taraweeh. People used to be performing different amount of rakats on their own. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never led them per se. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, فَتُوفِيَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَمْرُ ذَلِكَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the matter was like this year. And in the Khilafah of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was same like this. وَصَدْرُ مِنْ خِلَافَةِ Umar. And at the beginning of the Khilafah of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Here is the next chapter is on Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, leading the salah, Taraweeh Salah in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Although the sanad is da'if, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala mentions that once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came towards the people, it was the month of Ramadan and they were in the masjid, وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ فِي نَحَيَةِ الْمَسْجِدِ, and he saw in the corner of the masjid people performing salah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَا هَوْلَا, who are these people? So it was said to him, these are the people that have not memorized the Quran. لَيْسَ مَعُونَ قُرْآنٌ, they don't, haven't memorized the entire Quran. But Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a hafiz of the Quran, qari of the Quran. They were reading behind him. He was leading them in Taraweeh Salah. So what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقَالْ أَصَابُوا وَنِعِمَّا صَنَعُوا, they have done a correct action. And it's a good deed, the thing. It's a good thing that they are doing. Alhamdulillah. Abdul Rahman ibn Abdul Qari, he mentions, he said once, I went with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was Ramadan, and we went towards the masjid, and then we saw people in the masjid, awzaun mutafarriqoon, people, different groups scattered in the masjid. Yusalli rajul nafsi, some person was reading one side, and he was reading, and the people were following him. Another side, another person was reading as imam, few were following him, and different parts in the masjid, people were performing their Taraweeh Salah like this. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if the way I see it, if I able to gather all these people under one person, under one imam, this would be far better. Lakana amsal. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala made an azam. He said, you know, he made a resolve that, you know what, I need to gather them under this. Fajama'um ala Ubay ibn Ka'b. So he gathered them all in one jamaat and he made Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu the imam of all the musallis. Thumma kharajtumahu laylatan ukhra. Then on another night, so this was his resolve, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to get all the sahaba and the tabi'in that were there to follow one imam. So this was his intention. So this tabi says that on another occasion, another night, we came out and we went towards the masjid. خَرَجْتُمَاهُ لَيْلَةُ الْأُخْرَى وَالنَّاسُ يُسَلُّونَ بِسَلَاتِ قَارِهِمْ, and then the people were performing, and this was another night, and they were performing Taraweeh Salah. But this time they were performing behind the imam. And that was Ubay bin Ka'b. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, نِئِمَةِ الْبِدَّةُ هَذِي. That is what a good innovation. وَالَّتِي تَنَامُونَ عَنْهَا أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الَّتِي تَقُومُونَ يُغِدُ الْآخِرِ. And those people who stay awake in the latter part of the night is far better than those people that stay, perform their salah in the first part of the night. He mentioned that the last part has more fazilat. So that in those times, وَكَانَ النَّاسِ يَقُومُونَ أَوَّلَهُ, the people used to perform Taraweeh in the first part of the night. So he said that the last part is far more blessed in the month of Ramadan. Nufal ibn Iyas al-Hudhri mentions, says, كُنَّا نَقُومُ فِي أَحَدِي عُمَرْ ibn al-Khattab فِرَكًا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. He says that we used to, all, at that time, he's giving another narration of how Taraweeh came to happen, like how we have it. He says, we used to perform Taraweeh individually, and few here, few there. And فَكَانَ النَّاسِ, people were inclined to go to that person who had a nice voice. No different to us today. We look for the people where they read nice. Inshallah, it should be like that. If they read nice with tajweed and they read long Taraweeh, alhamdulillah. Don't look for the shortest Taraweeh. Don't look for the alam Taraweeh. There's two sunnats of the month of Ramadan. One is 20 rakats of Taraweeh, and one is the full Quran of Taraweeh. So there's two sunnats. If we're not making khatam of the full Quran in Taraweeh, one sunnah is gone. And if we're reading less than 20, then another sunnah is gone. So look for that masjid where there's 20 rakats of Taraweeh and the full khatam of Quran is being made. InshaAllah ta'ala. So he says that, فَكَانَ النَّاسُ يَمِيلُونَ إِلَىٰ أَحْسَنِهِمْ سَوْتًا. They used to be inclined to the people that had the best voice. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, أَلَىٰ أَرَاهُمْ قَدْ اتَّخَذُوا الْقُرْآنَ أَغَانِي. Have you not seen the people have taken the Quran as a song? Indeed, لَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُ لَوْ غَيِّرَنَّ هَذَا. If I have the ability, I will definitely change this. قَالَ فَلَمْ يَمْكُسْ إِلَّا ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ. The narrator mentions that not even 3 days passed. حَتَّى أَمَرُ عُبَيْ بِنْ كَعْبٍ. Until Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he instructed Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead all the people in salah for Taraweeh. And after that he came to the masjid. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b was performing the imamut. And all the sahaba and the tabi'een were behind him. ثُمَّ قَامَ فِي أَخِرِ الصُّفُوفِ. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood in the last surf. And he was looking at all those majma now performing. Remember, first he saw them, groups here. Now he stood in the last surf and looked at the entire majma now. All of them are performing Taraweeh behind one imam. And he said, إِنْ كَانَتْ هَذِي الْبِدْعَةِ. If this is an innovation, لَنِعْمَةِ الْبِدْعَةُ here, then this is an excellent innovation. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a gift. We cannot even imagine. The words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking here, he says, شَحْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَحْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A great month. Here when we talk of Mubarak, the word barakah has a separate meaning. That is a month full of blessings. It's a month that has full of blessings. We need to understand that how much of blessings I want to take from this month. That if in this month here, I need to make sure that I take as much as blessings as possible. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions Shahrun Mubarakun. We were saying that this word barakah here is something separate. It's something special. There is the mercy and the blessing outside. Here Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making our attention understand. There's another hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions 7 things that we need to take note of, that we need to make tabligh and tell the people about. That in this month it's a month of blessings. If you have the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the salary might be less, but with that barakah in it you'll be able to do much more. The medication will be there, but that barakah, shifa will come. This is the dawah that we give, the yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these things we have to acquire it. It means, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. It means making mujahada for it. It just doesn't come like that. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us that the most wretched person, the worst person, is that person who finds the month of Ramadan, لَمْ يُغْفَرْنَا, and he doesn't get himself forgiven. How unfortunate is that person? Allah's mercies are showering down. Allah's year, one is the barakah special, and in the hadith mentioned, Allah's special tawajjuh is on the people. Imagine if somebody says, you know what, you know the big guys, you know, when you phone, he answers your phone. He sees your name, he takes your name. The other guys, when he sees, they put it on silent. It's not urgent, I'm in the meeting. But here, Allah's tawajjuh is towards us. So, outside this month, this eyes that Allah gave us, we were using it to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ears that Allah gave us, we were using it to disobey. Listen to things that were not permitted. This hands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, we were using it to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This legs that Allah gave us, we were using it to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must make an azam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how am I going to get the special mercy of yours? The eyes that you gave me now, when I was looking at wrong things, I'm going to open the Quran. I'm going to read Fazail-e Ramadan. I'm going to make dhikr. I'm going to use my tongue to do that instead of speaking all the wrong things. Instead of listening to the wrong things, I'm going to listen to the tilawat of Quran. I'm going to listen to bayanat. I'm going to come and attend where there's programs in our masajid or drugs or tafsir. We're going to attend it. Otherwise, normally we're moving away. So that is this month here. A special month. We can't really fathom. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ. If the people actually knew ما رمضان, what is Ramadan? لَتَمَنُّوا أَيَّكُمْ سَنَا حَوْلَهُ كُلُّهُ رَمَضان. Or كَمَا قَال. The people would have wished that the entire year be Ramadan. And last, terminate on this year, is dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we need to make istighfar. So dua at the time of iftar, dua at the time of sehri, dua for a fasting person, all these things in our fazail Ramadan, we should be reading it in our masjid and at home. Baqaida, we should have time. Have a specific time. Read it over and over, over and over. What we can tell our family to do, the nur of the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu will come in their hearts. They will make amal on it. We don't have to stand with a stick over them. This is the nur of the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The ayat of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Kareem. We institute, put those things in place, things that we couldn't get right. So dua. How much time are we spending in dua? We need to understand, the bigger my need, the more dua I need. Who doesn't have a need here? Who doesn't have a need? All of us have needs. كل بني آدم خطاؤون. All of us are sinful. So at the time of Sihr is the time of Tahajjud. Let us now set our mindset. We got another day. I need to wake up a little earlier. I need to make sure that I don't over-emphasize the food that I have to eat, so it's easier for my family to also engage in ibadat. My need in my dua will show how much I want to turn to Allah. If my dua is 5 minutes, then we'll know what's our need. Where else are we going? Iftar, the same. Easy. Start with the duas from the Quran. If you don't know where to go, then look at the duas from the ahadith. Then in your own words, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يشغل سمع عن سمع. No voices, no amount of languages confuses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person can ask in English, one can ask in another language, 100 people can ask in a different language at one time. لا يشغل سمع عن سمع. No amount of voices confuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah listens to each one individually, understands it, and fulfills it. So my respected brothers and elders, we have a beautiful month of Ramadan. We need to make and set, all of us have to go back home and sit and have a system, a tartib. What we're going to do when? How much time we're going to spend on it? Our salah should change. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform outside Ramadan, tahajjud, where his legs used to swell. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, فَلَا تَسْأَلْ عَنْ حُسْنِهِنَّ وَتُولِهِنَّ. Don't ask about the beauty of the salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And حسنهن وطولهن, 2-3 surahs from the first part, 1/5 of the Quran in the first rakat. Imagine Ramadan. Are we still stuck on 3? 3 subhanallahs, 3 subhan rabbi al-azim. When are we going to go to 7? When are we going to go to 11? When are we going to go to 21? This is the month that we have to now, you know, mujahada. Tire ourselves. We've tired ourselves for 11 months for dunya. Let Allah have pity on us. The ummah is going through so much difficulty. How Allah is going to have pity on us if our Ramadan is the same like our month outside Ramadan? So my respected brothers and elders, Shabak Zahri will take place. Our effort of Dawud will take place. We need to go in, speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sure that we don't miss our tarawih, fasting like how we ought to fast. Fasting with our eyes, hands, ears, mouth. Not only staying away from food and drink. Increasing our nafil ibadat. Making sure that I do things differently. Takbir ula, safi' ula. Where we can, giving out sadaqah, extra sadaqah. This is the month where our sustenance are being increased. Don't fear. Ya Bilal, la takhsha min Rabbi iqlala. Don't fear from your Rabb that you'll get less. Spend in the path of Allah. Spend. Allah will give us more. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa atubu ilayk. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin. Wa la aqibata lil muttaqin. Allahumma hadina wa hadi bina. Wa jalna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma hadi an-nasa jami'a. Allahumma hadi an-nasa jami'a. Allahumma hadi an-nasa jami'a. Allahumma jalna hudata muhtadin. Ghayra dhalin wa la mudillin. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, وأحسن أولئك رفيقا. بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.